Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, you sexy food people out there. This is the Walk and Talk podcast. I am your host, Carl Fiadini. This week, we are podcasting on site at Slate Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. Our guest this session is Carrie Thelwell of Dynamic Solutions, Inc. Today's topic is how important it is to keep a clean restaurant, and there's no better person to have this conversation with than Carrie. Okay, let's dig in. But first, attention. Mixologists and bar managers, dress up your drinks with crystal clear, beautifully made ice cubes and spheres from Ice Butcher. These guys are purveyors of perfect ice. Listen, Ice Butcher kicks the ass. Their sculpting skills are serious too. Ask about adding company logos right into the actual cube. It's a no-brainer. You know, it's an upsell for corporate events, weddings, or to upgrade your own cocktail program. Learn more at theicebutcher.com. Let's welcome Walk and Talk culinary contributor, Chef Jeffrey Schlissel. This is the Hollywood Schlissels, to the panel. Chef, I mean, tell me, do you love science in conjunction with our food industry life?
Yeah, anything that makes things better for us. The capability of cleaning things better, deeper, even with the food when we're playing with it, like molecular gastronomy, what it's done, it's amped up our ability to do things. But Carrie definitely knows better than I do.
Well, you know, well, obviously.
Well, right? I only play a microbiologist on TV.
Yeah, me, I'm with you. So let's get the pro. Let's get Carrie into this conversation. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are you? I'm good.
Yeah. So Jeffrey, just so you know, Carrie and I have been talking about this. Like, we've been threatening each other with having her on the program, mm-hmm. And her coming on the program for a while now, right?
And then here we are.
So today's the day you become a superstar.
Okay.
No, but
You did it wrong. You just... Superstar.
I have this moment. Yeah. Right. So it's a great movie. It's a classic. If you don't know what I'm talking about, whatever.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Will Ferrell.
Right. All right, Carrie.
Sir.
You are a microbiologist.
So.
Well, you're many things, right? You're like a serial entrepreneur. Talk a little. Let's give a little history first.
Okay. So I spent the last 27 years in building operations and facility management, from construction management to cleaning companies, cleaning hotels, cleaning federal buildings. That's actually one of my main path in my career. And then I also had a dog business for 8 years. I did dog training, dog boarding, and doggy daycare. So that was fun.
Yeah. You did government contracts. You've done all sorts of really cool stuff.
Yeah, I've done some government contracts. And in the last 3 years, right before COVID, I decided to go back to school in public health because my sister works in public health.
And right. So now...
So you don't have enough on your plate.
Right.
Let's go back to school.
Yeah. No, when we first met, like, you know, we met at a lobby at a hotel, right? One of the ones that we were actually going to be filming at. And she's just like the phone and back and forth and the things that are happening. I'm like, wow, how are you? You must be a mom. You've got to be. Like, to manage what you have going on here, you've...
Mom and grandmother, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. So the long and short of it now, you actually have a lab.
Yes. So currently I'm a clinical lab director.
And you're doing swabs in... Come on.
So I'm in preventative medicine, okay, yeah. Originally. So we're, like, example, we just had the pandemic, COVID.
Right.
I would be the one who diagnosed you with COVID or any type of health screening. But I've kind of pivoted a little bit away from inside the lab in more preventative medicine and helping the public prevent foodborne illness.
I love it. Obviously, we're a food show, right?
Yeah.
So the synergies between what you're doing and where we are, I think, are pretty tremendous. So basically, what do you do?
Okay. So my job, my career currently right now is diagnosing disease. Unfortunately, because of COVID, it was really hard. It's heavy. The workload was very heavy. And I decided, okay, so what I've been doing the last 27 years, I do like building operations. I do like janitorial. I do like helping people keeping their facility clean. How can I make this a hybrid program? And so I went back into my lab with a chemist and take it from there by combining microbiology and chemistry.
And you are, and you're literally saving the industry one drain at a time.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes. Yes.
I'm wrong?
No, you're correct. I'm totally wrong. No.
I'm out of here.
Well, he usually is wrong.
I am wrong. I'm wrong so often that you have no idea.
No.
If you talk to my wife, she'll tell you all about it.
Well, that's her job to tell you you're wrong.
Right. No. So walk us through, without revealing too much of, because listen, at the end of the day, it's just like if you create a dish, chef, and you have ingredients that you don't want the general public to know about, well, that's kind of what's happening. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. Same wrong again.
Well, you have a secret kind of way of doing things. You want to kind of keep that to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Unless somebody sends a non-compete and non-disclosure.
Some NDAs, passing them around.
Those are okay.
Sometimes they're okay. A little bit of a deterrent, but they're not great.
Yeah.
But tell me, so talk about it. What you can do, I mean, what you don't see. Off camera, we have two giant security guards and an attorney, and they're literally just outside of the camera view, right?
They got sunglasses on. It's
like a Men in Black sort of a thing.
They got the little memory.
Yeah, because I do talk about a matrix. There is a matrix involved.
Well, we're definitely in the matrix.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultimately speaking, you can get rid of larvae.
Yes.
And you can get rid of those horrible fruit flies.
Drain flies.
That, like, literally every bar, almost every bar on the planet has.
In restaurants.
And they're floating around garbage cans and they're
dumpster
all the
areas.
Dumpster areas, drains, right?
Yep. So we developed a patent technology, EPA certified, USDA approved. Without getting into too much, This technology does a 360 wraparound of in a facility where the unseen eyes can't see.
So if I were going to have a podcast and I wanted to do like a haiku, mm-hmm. like I want the podcast to be an actual haiku, mm-hmm. this is the one. So mm-hmm. it's riddled. Riddle me this. If I went to a place, I'm not going to name the name. I think I'm going to introduce you though. I went to a place, busy, going to the bar, right? And behind the bar was littered, literally littered with fruit flies. How long would it take with your program? So first of all, you go in, and if I'm not mistaken, you can swab and show results real time almost, right?
Within 48 hours, I collect a sample, take it back to my lab, and within 48 hours, there is a confidential microbiology analyst report that goes back to the person in charge.
I love it. And then from that point mm-hmm. until we can clear up the challenge, how long is the turnaround time?
It depends on what we're looking for. It could mm-hmm. be immediately. Because I have equipment and I walk with, it can immediately, I can tell you right away.
Okay.
They're called RLUs. I will share that.
What is it called?
RLUs.
What does that mean?
It's the cleanliness of your facility or your location or your surface.
Are you familiar with an RLU?
No, it's the first time I've ever heard. So many acronyms out there, that's the first time I heard that one.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Well, so what I'm getting at, Chef, is, and you're gonna have a restaurant.
Well, as soon as I find a site, man.
As soon as you find the site,
yeah.
I mean, we talk about it almost every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's just.
Can you do it by my house?
I get that a lot too.
Yeah, but those people don't count.
Yeah,
don't,
I know.
They don't have a show.
No.
They don't.
But having her system at certain locations I've been working at, that it's so. And if you had like a plaque that was, you know, certified by, you know, a mm-hmm. microbiologist, and for the public to see that, there's got to be some way where she can get with the state that they have like an approval, like stamp, like when the health inspections. I don't know if you're working on that.
So here's the thing.
Because that holds clout.
Yeah, I've gone to a few conventions, and I'm not going to say the name of the it's a big company. It's actually going to be implementing the ASAP program, where a third party, like myself, has to give reports to the public health department as far as like the health inspectors. The equipment I use, the machines, the technology I use, the health department uses the same.
Okay.
Machines or so, testing.
And you're saying that if a restaurant or a hotel uses your services, that what you're doing is implemented in their HACCP?
We design a program based on if a, say, example, health inspector walks in and say you had a violation for this, you can say I have, it's called ATP testing, which gives you the levels of cleanliness in your facility, and I'll go that far.
Okay, now I know what the acronym is. Okay.
Yeah.
When she brought up full circle, it tells you what strain you have. Yeah. Got it now.
Yeah.
Right, so, I mean, I could see a lot of uses. I mean, off the top of my head, and more, I think more preventative than anything else.
Yeah.
When, right? When you're saying this, and I apologize, what's the difference between what you do mm-hmm. and a pest control company does? Because that's going to be your biggest obstacle,
I know,
right?
It is. And I love this part. Yeah. This is where my husband is engineer, believe me. And before I tested, he was my first, he's my beta.
Right.
Okay. I'm not into pest management. I study microorganism. Pest management companies, they do not study pathogens. They study non-pathogens. I study pathogen microorganisms. And
big
I'm going
to
leave it at that.
Right. And the reason why I wanted to tell that, because that's the biggest obstacle. Because if you have fruit flies, the first thing you do is chef or the GM is, hey, whatever company, I have fruit flies. And they tell you, well, you're putting tops in, you're doing this, you're doing that.
It's in their SOP. I see it. I see the logs.
But none of that works.
No.
Nope. Not one, you know, syllable of what they say when it comes to, you know, their, you know, the corrective action works.
No.
I mean, I mean, I remember I worked at a place. I'm not going to name the name, but I worked in a place. It was so horrible.
Oh, wow.
I've walked into kitchens that have been so horrible. I mean, we talked about it one podcast. You have one fly, one cockroach. A health inspector can close you down.
Yeah.
When you say pathogen, go into the definition of pathogen.
Okay. So there's
for layman terms, not your SAT people, okay?
No. So non-pathogenic microorganisms is your everyday traditional, the cleaning company or the cleaning staff can get rid of a traditional sanitizer, right? And they're good. Non-pathogenic. Pathogenic microorganisms, they have a food source. It's called biofilm. And that food source is what the fruit flies feed off of. And it's like the jelly stuff that you see floating on top of the drain. And then...
One of the things... Yeah. Do we all remember... We all know what ice bins look like.
Oh, my God.
On the bottom of that, right? Because I recall in my old life, you know, part of the side work at night was
to
clean the drains out.
Yep.
You know, and there was a way to do that, and it was horrible. And the film that you're talking about, it's like a gelatinous white film, really, 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 really nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as long as you clean it out, some hot water, some lemon, you scoop, you know, like all of a sudden the fresh ice, like that's how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
When you said your product is EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, what about for food safety as well? It's cool for that.
Yes, so in the food you call it called FMSA, is that FMSA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all that stuff is tested, certified. The USDA uses this technology, put it this way. Meat plants, which is you have so much biofilm in meat plants.
So you're saying, and I just want to be clear, what's the turnaround time from I find where the, see what I just did there?
It's the second time, by the way.
You hear that, guy?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that's the second time.
That's the second time.
Yeah, you did it the other, with the ice butchers. You did it, and I'm like,
I did. Man, every time I tell you guys don't do stuff, I do it myself.
And I'm like, holding my hand.
I saw that.
And he stopped.
And here I am. I don't know.
Listen, you didn't cuss this time. Well, you did. You said ass, but that's okay.
That doesn't count.
No, it does, because it was butcher.
Right.
It was ice butcher.
That's part of their, like, that's in ice
that's
butchers.
Their slogan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And listen out there. Don't be an ice hole. It's part.
Wow,
it's
part Joe of Pesci, Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah, wow,
ice hole. Yeah, you friggin' bastard.
You friggin' bastard. Yeah,
show him my age. There we go.
And you are old. You are old indeed. So I mean, at the end of the day, look, I'm sorry because I tell you guys to do stuff. I end up doing them. and I take full responsibility.
Listen, Chef Madison down over at Park and Sebring, she loves when you do that, by the way.
Right.
So just keep on doing you, Bill. Just keep on doing you.
Just, you know, whatever. I'm sorry out there. What's the turnaround time then, right? So from hey, look, I find the source to, oh my God, gosh, we're free. We've been set free here with the, you know, the bug. Like,
So I recently did a beta study on a very, very high-end location. Can't say, obviously. And some locations I put in a beta study because I have to sometimes take a sample and within, you know, put it in the incubator, find out what's lurking, quote unquote, in the facility. And if it's Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, and many, many more, it depends. It can be 3 to 5 days, you start seeing changes. The number one thing when I walk into a location, I actually, and it's kind of a thing, I can smell them. It's the matrix that I mentioned earlier. They are very loyal to this matrix. Fruit flies are loyal, believe it or not. Extremely loyal.
They're a pain in the butt,
They are a pain in the butt, but they only stay where they're told. So I'm actually doing a research now on this whole loyalty with them, too. And they breed very fast. The females are lethal. It's like, I'm not even going to get into that, but yeah. So it depends on what they're carrying.
Chicks like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm actually fascinated by this.
Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you on a microscope.
I know. I want to see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Next.
So do I.
Next one. We have to see it. Yeah. I've shown it to a few chefs.
I mean, look. I'll sign whatever I have to sign.
Yeah. I want you to see it. I want you to.
I think that's more impactful too. When you go out, and you like, hey, this is what was found on your property. The shock and awe.
Yeah.
Because even as clean as you can be.
Yeah.
There's nothing that really prevents it unless what you've come up with.
Yeah.
Because all we knew for us to clean it was what, like chlorine or bleach?
Yeah.
Pouring bleach down the drain. That doesn't really do nothing.
No.
Except corrode your pipes.
Pipes. Correct. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so the reproduction rate, how they propagate or whatever.
Oh, boy.
It's so fast.
Fast.
So even if you address some of these, you know, in your traditional, you know, call the pest guy out, pest company, whatever. It's so short lived.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately the issue is long lived and the fix is short.
Because the fix is non pathogenic.
Right.
That's what they're handling. So it'll be gone. They'll leave. You can spray a can of perfume and they're gone. Right? 24 hours, guess where? They go back to the matrix, their loyalty, come back in. Mother says come back, right? The key to this
is... It's kind of creepy. I'm not going to lie.
It is. It's kind of... When you study them on a microscope, you see it. You see them moving. You see the loyalty, like, happening live.
It's very... like, the circle of life.
Yeah.
You know, how things go.
Yeah.
And we don't even... Getting into the subject, I didn't even know where we were going to go with it. But I'm actually intrigued now. Like, I'm actually moving
Transformers.
In.
Remember Transformers?
Right. I mean, I'm moving into getting very involved in this conversation because I'm just sitting here listening because as clean as you can possibly be, you're nowhere near it.
I knew that you were going to dig this.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, geeked out.
Yeah. That's why. I really want to see the film, like, the microscope.
I would love to see, not, like, a restaurant, but I'd love to see what was going on and exactly what he's talking about, how it stops, you know, because that's the biggest problem for us in the industry is the pests.
Yeah.
And Karen and Kens, but that's a whole nother story.
I don't mind the Karen and Kens so much. Like, you can have fun with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes.
You can always have fun with them, no matter what. Because once you've embraced the idea that you're never going to make them happy, you then can start enjoying yourself with that particular engagement.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you always want to be polite and you don't want to be disrespectful or anything like that. But once you know, like, I've always said this thing is like, if you step on a snake and it bites you, are you surprised? Mm-hmm. No. Right. Why would I be surprised? Because it's the nature of that animal to do that.
Exactly. Right.
So the nature of the Kens and Karens that are out there is for them to do that. I can't even get upset at them. It's comical. You know? Now, with that said, the haircuts, it's weird. It's weird how they all have the same look. Like, I don't get that. But, I mean, the truth is, it's funny.
Well, it's just like fruit flies. They have their thing. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They have their mother that calls them to the back to the hive, per se. And that's what they do.
That's so creepy. It is creepy. Like, if you start putting this into if you start imagining, you know.
But if you see it, it's you really see loyalty. Like, I had a dog business, I said, right? So I know about loyalty. Like, that was the best business for me. Like, I learned about human beings after dealing with dogs for 8 years. So now I'm watching a microorganism. You really see some loyalty there. It sounds like, I have to show it to you.
She's just gonna have to show it to you.
I want to see it.
Okay.
You will.
We have a deal.
How do we do this?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. When there's a will, there's a way.
That day when it arrives, I'll make sure to have eaten everything I needed to do, like, ahead of time. This way, when I actually, you know, when I...
You know, that's a great question. Do you eat out after being involved in this?
Hard. My kids don't like to go out to eat with me. One, because my past facility management, so my eyes are always up and down around. But then I smell. I start to sniff, and I can smell them.
But are you doing it in a way where people see you do it? Like,
no.
Are you slowly walking with your face to the table and your flared nostrils?
Yeah. She's like doing a Jim Carrey. Yeah, like she's doing a line of coke back in the 80s in Miami.
No.
See, do you see what you do?
Yeah, right there. I told you. You bring it up, I bring it down. I'm just, gosh.
I mean, I'm like... You could have said something like, "Oh, can you smell what the rock is cooking?" Like it could have been anything else. But no,
why?
You have to bring it.
I'm old. I have to go back.
I understand that you're a restaurant person and you immediately go to drugs. Like, I get it.
Hello.
I get it. But we got to not do that. Like, we're trying to change the culture here. Golly.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I just...
Carrie, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And for everybody listening out there,
I'm sorry for him, too.
You know, so on this particular episode, when I upload it, I have to put not for kids. Okay? I literally have to click the button that says...
NC-17?
Something like... Yeah, whatever it is. I have to do that. Yeah. Okay?
No. At least they can't see us on camera yet until they get it on YouTube.
Well, so you know what I started doing?
Uh-oh.
And it's cool. I love it. I started creating... So Squirrel. Let me back up. So we podcast live. Not live where it's viewed live, but we're in real time at the location. So it's at the hotel, at the restaurant, on the farm, and it gives you more of a feel. It helps create the vibe that we're looking for. Well, we do two forms of the show. At the same time, we're doing audio and video, both.
Right.
So
there.
Exactly, cameras
right,
everywhere.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what I end up doing is immediately as we finish this, these episodes are uploaded and they're available on the Apple and
Spotify
and iHeartRadio. Wherever you listen to it, that's where you find it, right? And I'm holding back. I'm building the cache of videos. For later, and we'll release them at a later date. But what I started doing just a few days ago, actually, is like on YouTube and Instagram.
You can
create the shorts, right? The reels or the shorts.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and they're really cool because you could take a snippet of our episode right from the video, and slap some real cool music to it, and it goes out there. Mm-hmm. And what it does, more people see it than they would if it was just like the full video.
Gotcha.
And then from there, we end up, you know, picking up some more followers. And it's just so cool. I love it. Talk about geeked out.
Yeah.
That's
what I have children for.
Well, you know, I mean, if you would have said to me like, hey, man, like two and a half years ago, if you said, hey, you're going to be filming and doing podcasts and doing stuff like that, I would laugh in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I would laugh, but now, now look at now everybody's laughing in my face. You know, it's funny. It's
Same
just
here.
How that works.
Yeah.
Because of my face. Mm. No,
it's out there.
It's out there.
It's like me. I took an oath to public health now. Who would have? Yeah.
And once you try to get out, but they pull you back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's a true story. So I believe, Carrie. That there's some opportunities where, because I feel like every chef should know you at this point. We've been talking long
we've
enough
been
now.
Talking long enough.
Where I'm comfortable with you, and I feel that what you're doing is the good work.
Yeah.
You know, for the overall. So the genesis.
The greatest good.
Yeah. For the genesis of the shows that we put out, it's really to enhance and propel the food industry.
Yes.
So that's the chefs and servers and GMs and the restaurants and the hotels and all of it, right? Yes. So what you're doing actually lifts the product of all of these people and establishments. Yes. So for me, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, like, I feel every chef out there should know who you are and what you do, because what you do is needed And man, it's just, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think, again, if you got like some kind of stamp that's like the seal of Florida that, you know, you were like how North Carolina and certain states have to put up like their grade of A, B, C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you got a stamp that was done, that it's been serviced by microbial, mm-hmm. whatever the company, that's so much more clout for yeah. a guest walking in the door knowing, yeah. oh my God, this is not only this step, yeah. it's that step
yeah.
for all right. cleanliness.
All right, all right. Work with me here.
Uh-oh.
How about what we do is we get like...
The walk and talk certification of cleanliness?
Yeah, I was going to say like little microscopes. Like you're, you know, 3 microscopes. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Like a...
It's 7 microscopes clean or
right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's instead of stars.
Oh, right.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a dishcloth or something. I don't know. Something for that.
I like the microscope.
Slides. I like the slides. Yeah.
I thought you said flies. I'm like, no.
No. No more flies. No.
No, we don't
or,
want
or a little like, you know, like the Ghostbusters with a little line in it.
Yeah, something like that. You know?
With a fly? Yeah, there you go. Mm.
You're gonna get a lot out of this relationship, I can tell you now.
My job is to educate.
Yes.
I need to educate and not trying to take anybody's job, anybody's, you know.
Are you sure?
No. I also educate cleaning companies. I also educate cleaning staff.
I was just going to say, so you do education with staffs?
Oh, SH management.
Yeah.
Audit. I do. I help you.
So that's like Sterotech does that. Ugh, I hate Sterotech. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Hate you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because they're so meticulous. I mean, and I know your stuff, but you have to be. You have to be so meticulous because anything that you have, like a piece of potato that falls in the back, that's a food source. You have to be. The reason why there's so many laws on the books for us in the industry is because we can kill the most of the population here.
Yeah.
Think
yeah.
about that. Yeah. That's why we have to have these laws in place.
You have the restaurants, they have log books where they have to keep temperatures and everything, right? So when the inspectors come in and they ask for the log books, guess what they do? They go back to when they go to a third party to do the contact tracing. You all heard about contact tracing.
Mm-hmm.
The contact tracing would come back to a lab like mine to find out why John or Jane got sick. And then, of course, I maybe did Jane blood work and I figured out then now we have to contact trace the last 5 places Jane ate. And yeah, and it just keeps going.
So
and
it's basically she's a detective. She's not a microbiologist.
I'm a detective.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I'm
microbiologist detective combo.
Nitpicking, taking it apart. Yeah,
but you don't go out to eat though, right?
I do.
Oh, you do.
I do.
It's like, and when if you smell that smell you're talking about, do you like go up? Oh, we're out.
It's time to go.
So you're like Nancy Drew meets House.
Oh, that's awesome!
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Right as I come in the door, I've gone to a fancy casino, and as soon as I got there, called the waitress. I said, "Yeah," and she goes, "Yeah."
You're like, excuse me, Miss. Miss Waitress, Miss Thang, can you smell it?
Yeah. And she goes,
I can smell it.
I said, oh, I know. She goes, what are you talking about? And I'm literally, then now my construction side kick in because I'm looking at the vents and I'm like, whoa, the drain's behind me. I know where I am. I'm like putting the location on and my eyes is up and oh, drain's back here, right?
So like if I unzipped you, right, and I got in and zipped back up, right? So I'm looking through your eyes. I feel like what I would see is something from like RoboCop. Mm-hmm. Or something where there would be like, you know,
yeah, the red and the target,
and it's like there's equations happening, like, and is that that's kind of what it is, right?
Kind of what it is, yeah. And I start analyzing because I'm analytical as well, and I give you analytical reports.
So what nobody knows, who's listening or watching this, is the amount of notes.
Oh my God! Yeah,
that Carrie
like, to her so, left.
I don't know if she. So Carrie didn't know this, but it's like, this is not a notes sort of a show.
Okay? Hello.
All right, we got Jeffrey Schlüsselmeister, chef, so, you know, and me. So at the end of the day, it's not a notes sort of show, though it could be. It's not. We try to take this food industry thing serious, but like to make it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we were all talking spreadsheets and we were looking like...
Nobody's gonna listen. It's people are gonna tune out. So with that said, I'm watching you, and you're going over, and I see that you're nervous. Like I see the, and I'm like, oh no, don't be like that.
I know. I'm used to being behind the scene.
Uh-huh.
You know?
No, yeah, I get
help
it.
From behind the scene.
I get it. No, I mean, I don't know. If you were going to do all this, what I wanted to see was like the dark glasses with the tape in the center because they were broken.
Jeez.
And, no. You know what I mean? And a pocket protector. No?
No.
I think today that's actually pretty cool. Like when we were growing up, not cool. But today I think that's actually something.
I just want to know, why is it taken? I've been in the business for 40 years. Why is it taken someone like you to come out now and nobody thought about this?
So it's out there. It's out there. Okay.
But not like the way you do it.
No, I'm taking it to a different. And I think it's because of my past.
Background yeah.
into facility management right. and the hands-on. And even the way people sweep. I analyze that. The way they mop. Pathogens are airborne. I even talk about that. That's actually 90% of the problem. I mean, not giving it away. It's airborne. Aerosol.
That's interesting. And what also is interesting here is that you would have got along great with my mother. Because she would also watch how I would clean mop. And mop.
Yep.
And she was very vocal when I was doing it wrong, which is like always. But I get it. I totally get it. All right. Here's the deal. Carrie.
Yes, sir.
You with us now. Okay?
She's part of the fam.
You're part of the family. Mm-hmm. So, we're gonna have you on again. I'm gonna introduce you to as many people as I know. I'm not gonna do that until I see the freaking lab and I look into a freaking microscope. Nothing happens
there.
Until then.
Yeah, I want to be there.
Deal.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll bring you along too.
And Chef Madison, man, I hope you enjoy this episode too. I want to give a call out. She did a phenomenal job.
Chef Maddie Matt. Yeah, it's cool. This is what we do.
Yeah.
I'm not dropping F bombs for you though.
Not today.
Carrie, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate you. Jeffrey, John, Veronica, love you guys. Appreciate it. We are out.
And my daughter texts me right in the middle of them. She goes, can you pick me up at 2? I'm like,
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.